Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you for the introduction. This presentation is about the surveillance system used for tracking deaths associated with environmental heat exposure among residents living in Maricopa County, which includes Phoenix, Arizona, for time period 2006 and 2010. No relationships to disclose. Something about Maricopa County. Maricopa County, with Phoenix, Arizona at its center, is the third most populous health jurisdiction in U.S., serves population of 3.8 million, which makes 60% of the Arizona population. Environmental temperatures above 100 degrees of Fahrenheit start as early as mid-May through first week of October. Exposure to environmental heat is the number one weather-related killer in the U.S., and it's considered a silent killer because it doesn't leave a path of destruction behind, and deaths associated with heat go usually unrecognized. Approximately 400 deaths annually occur in the U.S., deaths related to heat were 3 to 7 times greater in Arizona than in the rest of the U.S. And in Maricopa County, from 2001 to 2010, 567 confirmed heat-associated deaths were identified. Just to take you a little bit and give you a little bit background, how did we decide to start this system? In July of 2005, Maricopa County experienced exceptionally high temperatures that contributed to 45 deaths during that month, 35 occurring over 9 consecutive days. Temperatures reached 116, and 3 excessive heat warnings were issued during that month, and the minimum temperatures were over 90 degrees of Fahrenheit. As you can see in here, the line, that purple line shows that those maximum temperatures, 116, and the white line represents those minimal temperatures that they went up to 90 degrees. And the bars, they represent the deaths that they occurred daily during this month. At this time, no surveillance system for heat-associated deaths was in place. So in order to identify these deaths, there was a need to do something. So Maricopa County implemented a system for tracking heat-associated deaths in 2006. And this system consists in data collection, case investigation and analysis, case classification, and weekly report generation and dissemination of these reports on our website and sending to our partners. Heat surveillance begins in May and continues through the end of September. Data collection relies on obtaining information from several sources. One of the sources is Office of the Medical Examiner, which contains suspected heat-associated deaths, including information on circumstances of death, and this information comes weekly to us. Local hospitals, emergency department staff, and infection preventionists report morbidity and mortality as they are identified and they occur. Death certificates is another source of report which comes from the Office of Vital Registration, and MCDPH staff looks to extract the potential heat-associated deaths daily. Another source is human remains release form from the Office of Vital Registration, which is the real-time death report received from hospital and other institutions. And the last time, but not the least, media reports, which we review for additional potential cases. We have designed ASSESS program, which helps in searching from death database cases of potential heat-associated deaths. And this program is designed based on the special ICD-10 codes for heat-caused and heat-related deaths, as well as key phrases used to identify these deaths, such as heat exposure, environment, and so on. The database where we collect this information is it consists of 70 variables, and it contains the demographic information, age, date of birth, date of death, place of residence, and so on, years living in Arizona, and so on. Besides that, location of injury and death, is it urban, rural, did it occur indoor or outdoors, and so on. Circumstances surrounding death, is this death work-related, is it recreational, if it occurred indoors, was air conditioning working, what was the ambient temperature, and so on. Besides that, we get also multiple causes of death certification and medical examiner findings. The determining source of information to classify the cases is the death certificate. And based on the death certificate, we classify cases. This, we had heat-caused deaths, which are deaths directly due to exposure to environmental heat, as mentioned in the part one of the medical cause of death in the death certificate. Heat-related deaths are deaths due to other health conditions or diseases to which heat exposure was a contributor, as mentioned in the part two of the medical cause of death in the death certificate. Pending are cases suspect heat-associated deaths that they are still being investigated, and ruled out are deaths found not related to environmental heat where it wasn't mentioned anywhere on the death certificate heat. Why do we use all these multiple sources? The reason is that these sources, they complement each other, and by using multiple sources, deaths missing from one source can be found in an alternate data source. Besides that, there is a systematic indication of this phenomena. If you just pay attention to 2001 and 2005 deaths, annual mean deaths, they were 45, and after we implemented the system in 2006 to 2010, we got 68. That's our annual number, mean number. So that means that probably something is working better because we got few more cases identified in this way. Additionally, this multiple source also facilitates the conversion of probable cases into confirmed or ruled out. Just as an example, from 2006 to 2010, we got 588 probable deaths and 342 were confirmed. Yes, sure. Okay. This is just an example of how, and I am going to, example of how the case may be missed, and how it helps to have systems. This is a 66 years old male who was reported through medical examiner list, and the circumstance of death was found in his residence. His residence was noted to have no air conditioning. Our death certificate search did not show this case. However, further search that we launched, we found that it was a case, actually a real heat-related death, because in the part two was chronic heat stress, which was error. So if we used only death certificate database, we wouldn't have found this case. And at the end, I just want to say that this information has a public health impact. Although it is labor intensive, the system proved to be effective. Consortium of agencies are using the data, and the data is being used to design, evaluate intervention strategies, guide population education efforts, and make informed policy decisions. And acknowledgements to the Office of Epidemiology staff and other our partners like Medical Examiner's Office, Vital Registration, and local hospitals, and National Weather Service. Thank you.
So what was that heat stress trying to say?
The heat street, basically, it was an error, and it should have either be heat stress or heat stroke, but it was an error. And if we didn't do, for example, we didn't have the indication that he died in the residence with no air conditioning, probably we wouldn't even notice this. This case would have gone unnoticed. Thanks for the